You have the dentist look at your
teeth,
and he says he needs to fill just one
tooth.
The flesh around your teeth is called your
gums.
You could hold that baby bird in the of
palm
your
of my hand.
He got mad and doubled up both
fists.
He shook his
fist
at the man and ran off. Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm, what do we call that?
The joint.
All right. The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
And he's got broad
shoulders.
They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
And if you have a left and a right
hand,
the pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg or thigh.
At the end of your leg is your
ankle.
And below the ankle, your
foot.
You have 2 feet. I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
leg.
This bone that runs up the front part of that leg, you might say I bruised my
shin.
The back part of the thighs, especially midway between the knee and your hips. And if you're squatting down on this part, you might say you're down on your
haunches.
On your what?
Haunches.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit
peaked or puny.
How would you say he felt, maybe? Are there any other expressions you might use?
Yeah, he feels sickly.
You said he looked peaked and he might feel
puny.
All right. If a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you say he is very
robust.
One who is very easy to get along with, someone that's very friendly, has a good disposition, you might say that they are very
good-natured.
When a boy is in his teens, he is apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say, at that age, he is awfully
clumsy.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say, he is a plain
fool.
Do you have any inhibitions about using the word fool?
Well, I'd rather not use it. I'd rather try to think of some other word that would mean the same thing, but just...
But on just your first impulse, the word fool can... A person who will never spend a cent.
A miser.
When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? You said that girl is very common.
Well, she doesn't have much character.
What do you mean by character?
Well, she just don't make much of herself.
So she doesn't have much to say.
Say, yeah, that she's not a good character.